Continuing with chapter 2, Dilemmas of Anti-Systemic Movements. In the book we're reading, Anti-Systemic Movements by Giovanni Arrighi, Terence K. Hopkins, and Emmanuel Wallerstein. Now let's again spin the thread of our purpose. In reading together this book, we are attempting to build a global consensus about a global change in leadership, as this system of class is based on the premise that the 99.999% of us must not be allowed to make the big decisions, which keeps us forever, like them, abused, abandoned children. Continuing. This is Terence Hopkins, Emmanuel Wallerstein, and Giovanni Arrighi. Quote, as we have seen, for many persons, the conclusion to be drawn from this analysis is that the anti-systemic movements have failed, quote unquote, or even worse, were co-opted. The change from capitalist state to socialist state, for many who think in these terms, has not had the transforming effects on world history, the reconstituting of trajectories of growth that they had believed it would have. And the change from colony to state, whether by revolution or by negotiation, has lacked not only the world historical effects, but also in many instances, even the internal redistribution of well-being so prominent in the programs of these movements. Social democracy has succeeded no better. Everywhere, it finds its occupancy of state power merely a mediating presence, one constrained by the processes of accumulation on a world scale and by the twin requirements of governments burying the dead and caring for the wounded, whether property or people. To the chagrin of some, the applause of others, the one coordinated effort toward a world revolution, the common turn, common form, collapsed completely under the disintegrating weight of continuing state formation at all the locations of its operations. Its historical center, its loci of subsequent success, its other national arenas of strength, its points of marginal presence, without exception. All current communist parties are concerned first with domestic conditions and only secondarily, if at all, with world revolution. And that line, my interjection, that line, the disintegrating weight of continuing state formation, so condensed these seven words, for me at first felt not good condensed here, not a Dickinson poem that leads you into worlds of truth long forgotten as it unfolds slowly in your mind, releasing trapped thought, revealing ever more and more the longer you sit with it. No, this condensed I thought at first is a sinkhole, disappearing the rich truth of our lives into an abyss of forgetfulness that says, we used to know you existed, we used to care. But I found myself still thinking about it the next day, and I sat with it and began to see it afresh. I found more being released from it as I sat with it. To sink, we'll see. But what cannot be contested is these three are the good academe. They require you to think. So that means good condensed by definition. My initial resistance to this density of abstractness is the concern that more is disappeared of the truth than revealed. And I'm still of two minds about it. What would this tell us, these words, of our experience living through it, that disintegrating under state formation, if we haven't read Keith Lowe's Savage Continent? Continuing, the transformed historical ground. We, on the other hand, contend, as we said, that from the vantage point of 1848, the success of the anti-systemic movements has been very impressive indeed. Moreover, that success does not dim in the least when viewed from the vantage point of today. Rather, the opposite. For without such an appreciation, one cannot understand where the non-conventional terrain opened up by the most recent forms of anti-systemic movements, where it has come from historically, and where, therefore, the movements seem likely to go in the historical future. And I'm going to put a little note by that one. We're going to come back and review that question. Continuing, at the same time, however, the anti-systemic movements are, of course, and I'm speeding up, I apologize. I have so much to cover here. And look at that. And I have such a hard time uploading. It's I find I never get caught up with the revisions from the previous show that happen as I, you know, sit in this seat. It's really a gift. I don't know how that happens. I just give thanks.